Ford is in the process of cutting 7,000 jobs worldwide, 10% of its workforce.
It's cutting 2,300 U.S. jobs through buyouts and layoffs. Approximately 1,500 of the cuts have already happened. CEO Jim Hackett says in a memo to employees the restructuring starts Tuesday, and most of it will be finished by May 24th. Ford says it's nearly finished with its major global restructuring. Approximately 500 workers will be let go this week.
That's Ginny Cassola. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a fizzling front in the state today, which will bring at least a small chance of showers. It's going to be a warm day with scattered spotty showers and thunderstorms here and there. Low tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, a hot day with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine will dominate. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low to mid 90s on Wednesday, the middle 90s on Thursday and Friday, and we could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend. Get ready for some heat with some blazing sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. Oates was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. Officers were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions this morning, but the suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Fox Tonight, summer's musical game show Beat Shazam returns with host Jamie Foxx.
Season 3!
And its biggest premiere ever.
Yeah. Let's go!
What makes it so huge? We'll give you 1,000,000 guesses.
Exact song title.
I just don't know.
This answer is I just don't know.
It's the season premiere of Beat Shazam.
Yeah.
On its new night.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Severe storms are moving across the plains. A powerful tornado touched down in Geronimo, Oklahoma, shredding everything in its path.
Deadly home explosion rocking a neighborhood in Indiana.
President Trump is considering pardons for several American servicemen accused or convicted of war crimes in time for Memorial Day.
Clint Bowyer rushing Ryan Newman's car after the cool-down lap at the NASCAR All-Star Race, trying to land punches through the window.
Republican congressman is breaking ranks, becoming the party's first lawmaker to accuse President Trump of impeachable conduct.
The new king at the box office is none other than John Wick. The third installment of the Keanu Reeves franchise finished this weekend at number one, pulling in an estimated $57 million in its opening weekend.
After receiving an honorary doctorate, the commencement speaker, billionaire philanthropist Robert Smith, shocking the graduates with an unexpected gift.
My family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone.
I got to tell you, Dan, and if the audience wasn't listening at the beginning of the show, Dan, as I'm heading home Friday, I was going to go by the grocery store, and I decided, I'm tired, I'll just order a pizza. So I'm literally about to turn, I turn onto the block where my house is. I can see my house, I see a text message from Dan. Joey, do you want, you know, 2 pounds of Wagyu sirloin steak tips and some New York strip thrown in there too? Oh, what, right now, tonight? Yeah. I pulled right into your place, you know, less than 10 minutes after that. And my goodness. Now, we heated it up in the oven, like you suggested. I put it on like 250, 225, real low, slow, and then panned it with some butter. I also have some of that black truffle salt that I put on top with the butter. And I shared it with my roommate, Jonathan. I didn't eat all 2 pounds myself. And I have to tell you, the fat in that Wagyu beef, it's so sweet and succulent and tender. Compared to, say, normally, you know, strips of fat on a New York strip, it almost reminds me of pork, but it's beef. And then on top of that, the red meat itself, because sirloin tips, that's not usually like your gourmet cut of steak, but the sirloin tips are so tender. And this is after we've reheated them. It's amazing high-quality beef.
Wagyu Farms, Andy Tipton, he's a great guy. It's a very high-quality product, and we're thinking about doing a Dan Morris Show get-together built around a Wagyu steak, baked potato, peppers, mushrooms, and salad, if I can find the right place for it. But, oh, God. Did you get your bone marrow?
I almost did, but I realized I wasn't quite prepared, because when you get it frozen, you've got to let it soak in salt water for about 12 to 24 hours. And I just had things to do that day, and you got to re-soak it, take it out to get all the blood out of it. So I know how to do it now. I'll be prepared. I'll probably do this next.
So what do you have to do to prepare it? You take it. It's already cut.
It should already be cut either sideways or lengthwise. Right. I haven't seen what Andy does yet with that. Either way, it works. And then if it's frozen, then you need to let it soak in salt water pretty much overnight. Do 24 hours so all the blood gets out of it. And then once you take it out of that water, you know, pat it a little bit dry, and then just salt, pepper, maybe some roasted garlic, you know, garlic powder, whatever you like, but not much seasoning.
What's the time frame from the point that you have soaked it in salt to you must eat?
You know, pretty quick.
Right, so it doesn't hold very long.
No.
So you can put it back in the freezer and then pull it out 5 days later.
Oh, sure, yeah. Just keep it frozen and it'll last for a while. But and then once you've gone through the process of unfreezing it, getting the blood out, it doesn't take long to cook it. Because if you cook it too much, it'll just melt. It's really, really... I saw one video where a guy paired it with two different types of caviar and on some toast. Ooh. And was making marrow caviar. I don't know if I'd go that route. The marrow's enough for me. But that is... It's really succulent. It is meat butter. That's the best way to describe it in a phrase.
Meat butter. So speaking of meat butter, let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today, my friend?
Wonderful, man. Now, there's one thing. Is this guy has got to be lying to us with this Wagyu steak. There's no damn
Wagyu,
way that.
Wagyu.
There's no damn way that sirloin. That's the best sirloin I ever had in my life.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I mean, and literally, I was, when I opened it up and looked at it, and I saw a sirloin, I was kind of going, I don't know, but Andy told him to, and he cooked it just right. Andy kind of sat over his shoulder.
We might have to require a DNA test on that. But anyway, yes, that is the best stir one I've ever had in my life, by far. You still there?
I am.
Good. And I'll very quick mention, I won't talk about it much, but DW News, German World International News, was in Montgomery at the Cope House in Montgomery, gave Laurie Mullins an interview that nobody saw apparently but me, but probably 10 to 20 million people across the United, across the world saw this interview. Everybody needs to look at it. The best representative of Alabama I've ever seen.
Who did they interview?
DW World News.
No, who did they interview?
Laurie Mullins at the Cope House.
Oh, okay.
You know what that is, don't you?
I don't know who she is. I know where the Cope House is.
Well, she's been there since the day it started, just about.
Okay.
So, yes, and she was there as a representative of the state of Alabama, whether she knew it or not, and it was the lead story of the night, so it was the first thing they went to. So, folks need to look at the podcast or look at it, because she did an outstanding job.
Good.
And a great representative of Alabama. I don't know why they called her, but we're lucky they did, because the lady at the abortion clinic was pink hair with her lips pierced, and Lori looked pretty damn good.
And contrasted, would you say?
Oh, yes, and no question. And I bet I was the only person with a Donald Trump tie on at the party the other night.
No, there's some people there with Donald Trump underwear on.
I'm not interested in what people's underwear are. But I know it's the best tie I've ever bought in my life, and I bought it in 2006 at Lenox Square in Atlanta at Macy's, and all the Donald Trump clothes are fantastic. If any guys didn't ever look at them, you need to get them. Yesterday morning on Meet Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan, her treatment of this Homeland Security guy was irritating and irresponsible. I was amazed how she went over and over again on the same question. Not only that, she's turning into a bad interviewer. She doesn't even look good. She's wearing white. Her face is pale, and I do believe she has a magnet in her cheek for her damn hair to stick to.
Well, I tell you what my problem is with her is that she's becoming too predictive, that she has a particular agenda when she's asking a question.
Well, she's turning into John Dickerson is what's happening.
That would be bad.
Yeah, she's even holding her head crooked. So it seems to be a cancer in the. And if you notice CBS this morning, everybody changed.
Yeah,
Big change.
Yeah, they've added the new person and kind of crazy stuff there.
You know who I miss? The Russian lady. She was smart. She was the best they ever had. But that's probably why she's not there anymore.
Couldn't take it anymore, could she?
Oh, man, the Russian woman was so much smarter than the rest of them, all of them put together. And any Russian that can speak American, English, is already smart as hell, I'll promise you that. So, I did not appreciate the treatment of the Homeland Security guy. The whole interview was skewed, and she kept going round and round on these same irritating points. I don't know what was wrong with her brain, but disappointed. But he did a good job. I wouldn't have taken it. I would say, look, lady, what part of no don't you understand? It's only two damn letters. So, thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yes. It's a little bit warm, but it's summertime. Why in the hell? Might as well get used to it.
Yeah, I tell you what, being out on my deck underneath my pergola with the wisteria, it was perfect.
The moon. Woo, buddy.
I had people who went down to Winslow's, had oysters and beer, came back to my house, beer and wine, and it was spectacular out there. Absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rich. Let's go to the story of a rocket attack in the Green Zone. You remember Dr. Sorensen talking about the Green Zone when he was on with us, I think, on Friday.
President Trump warned Iran not to threaten the U.S. or it would face, in his words, its official end. Minutes ago, Tehran said Iranians have stood tall for millennia against aggressors. The president's ominous tweet came after a rocket landed near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad yesterday. That rocket may have been fired by an Iranian-backed militia. Roxana Sabiri is the only U.S. network correspondent in Baghdad. She spoke with Iraq's president about the escalating tensions.
Iraqi authorities say they're searching for whoever fired the rocket toward the U.S. embassy not far from here in Baghdad. We just sat down with Iraq's president here at the presidential palace. He told us he's talking to both Iran and the U.S. to keep his country from becoming a battlefield.
Good to see you again. It's been...
In a country caught in the middle of this growing crisis, Iraq's president, Barham Saleh, is the man in the middle.
Iraq has been living through hell for the last four decades, and certainly Iraqis do not want to see this country yet again turn into a zone of proxy conflict.
Iraq's in a tough spot, hosting more than 5,000 U.S. troops, while also depending on local militias, many backed by Iran, for security. The Trump administration says there's a heightened threat that some of those armed groups could turn their guns on American forces.
Now, that's not good. You remember, excuse me, Dr. Sorensen was saying that the safest place in Baghdad was the green zone, and you had to go through different layers to get to the very center, which is where the embassy is and where the U.S. staff is. That the center is where the rocket hit. Now, here's the Iraq president, and he just kind of said, and they work with Iran-backed militia, but he met with the Iran-backed militia. Listen to this.
To defuse those tensions, Saleh met last night with Iraqi political leaders, some linked to the pro-Iranian militias.
These militias, some of which who are aligned with Iran, are answering to Iraq, but there may be rogue elements.
We do have problems with some, quote, rogue elements and disciplined elements, and the government is intent on putting those people under control.
Have you basically sent the message to cool it, to cool these tensions?
Absolutely. We are telling everybody, cool it. This is not the place to have your battles on.
It was a message he also shared with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who made a last-minute visit to Iraq earlier this month.
He asked Iraq to adequately protect Americans in this country.
I think the Iraqi government is doing a lot in order to provide the necessary protection.
Why do you think, then, that America ordered a partial evacuation of its embassy?
We were not happy with that.
Listen to this.
We thought it was unwarranted, but we don't want to second-guess their U.S. government.
President Saleh told us Iraqi authorities are making progress in identifying who is behind the rocket attack. But the dust had hardly settled last night when the State Department issued a statement saying, "We will hold Iran responsible if any such attacks are conducted by its proxy militia forces." So the tension here is ratcheting up.
News on 93.1, Demo Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The weather is heating up, and it's time to make sure your battery is ready. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't buy what you don't need. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store. The MPD Group Incorporated Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon, you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna, it's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Jim was talking about Buttigieg, Jake, being on Fox Town Hall with Chris Wallace yesterday. I thought it was interesting. It's only a packed crowd, but let's listen to the story about it. And Thomas Jefferson.
Outrage growing over comments 2020 Democratic hopeful Pete Buttigieg made about our founding fathers, suggesting America erase Thomas Jefferson's name.
Should Jefferson Jackson dinners be renamed everywhere because both were holders of slaves?
I think it's the right thing to do. You know, over time you develop and evolve on the things you choose to honor. And Jefferson's more problematic. You know, there's a lot to, of course, admire in his thinking and his philosophy. It's not like we're blotting him out of the history books. You know, naming something after somebody confers a certain amount of honor.
They don't deserve any honor. Our next guest says this is just another attempt to pander to voters. Joining us right now is James Robbins. He's the author of Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. He tried to walk this back a little bit, but on that statement, take it at what he said. We should think twice about the people we honor, should we?
Well, you always have to think about who you're going to honor and how you're going to honor them. It was nice that Mayor Pete pledged not to blow up the Jefferson Memorial. I think he's kind of staking out a middle ground in the Democratic Democratic field by saying, you know, with the no detonation pledge. But yeah, in general, we want to pay attention to that, who we honor and who we don't.
Right. Should we honor Jefferson?
Of course we should honor Jefferson, one of our most important founding fathers, the third president of the United States, author of the Declaration of Independence, and founder of the Democratic Party, which is why they had the Jefferson-Jackson Day dinners to begin with.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you in Houston?
No, I come down with vertigo. I couldn't go.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I was off balance for about 2 days, so can't ride a motorcycle on that. So.
No, you can't. Well, you can, but you may not make it there.
Yeah, I wouldn't make it. No, sir. My question to you.
Sure.
Sir, you know, after Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we went over there, we took Kuwait, and made the country stable. And after 9/11, we had to go back to Iraq. And we stable that country again. Why does the Iraqis have to have Iranian military to patrol their country? I thought we had that settled.
I'm not sure why. I need to ask Dr. Sorensen that. I'm not sure how stable Iraq has been since we took over it.
Well, I find that, I don't know. I wonder if they need the Iranians. Does Kuwait have Iranians?
Nothing I know of.
How about the Saudis?
Saudis definitely don't have Iranians there.
Yeah.
Saudis hate Iran.
All right. I'm just kind of curious. I just don't understand why the Iranians would be in
And I think it's probably one of those unholy alliances there that, you know, they're tolerating them being part of some militias.
So the Iranian military is just militias. Apparently, they're having problems.
Well, it's militias that are connected to Iran, is more accurately said.
There is one nationalist Shia militia. I think it wasn't it al-Sadr, I believe, was the guy who ran that. And he's Shia, but very stay out of Iraq, anybody. He fought the other groups. He fought the Sunnis. He fought the Americans. He fought everybody. But most of the Shia-backed militias are backed by Iran.
Because they're Shia.
So we don't have no more military forces in Iraq.
No, we have 5,000 troops there.
5,000. Now, why do we need the Iranians? I don't get that.
Because ours are in the green zone, and they're doing operational stuff within the green zone. We're not going out and about and doing patrolling and things like that.
And the Iraqis should be doing that on their own. I just don't get it.
They should be, but they don't have the... say it nicely?
Manpower?
Yeah, that's the one. The wherewithal, yes.
They don't have the goose gals, yeah.
There you go. The cojones.
The cojones, yeah. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for the telephone call.
Have a great day.
You too. Glad your vertigo's better. New Sound 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Power love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. Born in a feeling, that's the power of love.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A suspect arrested this morning in the murder of an Auburn, Alabama police officer could get the death penalty. The officer killed William Buechner. Mayor Ron Anders says,
"We're sorry. And we thank you for giving your life on behalf of all of us to protect us all."
Two other officers were wounded in the shooting, responding to a domestic dispute called a trailer park. The suspect in custody is 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes. Ford is in the process of cutting 7,000 jobs worldwide, 10% of its workforce.
It's cutting 2,300 U.S. jobs through buyouts and layoffs. Approximately 1,500 of the cuts have already happened. CEO Jim Hackett says in a memo to employees the restructuring starts Tuesday, and most of it will be finished by May 24th. Ford says it's nearly finished with its major global restructuring. Approximately 500 workers will be let go this week.
That's Ginny Cassola. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a fizzling front in the state today, which will bring at least a small chance of showers. It's going to be a warm day with scattered spotty showers and thunderstorms here and there. Low tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, a hot day with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine will dominate. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low to mid 90s on Wednesday, the middle 90s on Thursday and Friday, and we could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend. Get ready for some heat with some blazing sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love.
272-9228. Yeah, Buttigieg was ripping on Thomas
Look
Jefferson.
Life now, well, tattered and torn.
That'll only get you so far.
Fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
This is the second part of the story.
So yesterday, the mayor was asked about that again by Chris Wallace. He tried to clarify. Let's listen.
But I think there's a reason why Democratic parties, when we're thinking about for the future, our events, especially think about how burning of an issue something like racial equity is, we're thinking twice about naming our events after Jefferson and Jackson. Maybe we should name it for a person who's living. Maybe we should name it after a person of color. You would have thought I had proposed blowing up the Jefferson Memorial in D.C.
Do you feel better about his comments?
Well, I think so. The way it was originally reported, it was as though he wanted to have Jefferson stricken from the history books. So it is better that that's not what he wants. But nevertheless, it shows how radical the Democratic base has become, that this is right. What constitutes pandering to them.
So what's the danger of erasing our past? Slavery is abhorrent. It's inexcusable. You can't even wrap your head around how these smart people can justify it. I get it. But what's the danger of taking Washington down, Jefferson down, and diminishing Jackson?
Well, I think the danger is that if we have a narrative for this country that is based on shame and looking at all the negatives and not looking at all the positive aspects of American history, then there's no reason for people to be loyal to this country. Why should they love a country that was founded on all of these evils if that's all they want to focus on? And also, it's ahistorical to ignore all of the positive aspects of American history and just focus in on all the negatives.
That was kind of interesting that was the way that they came back out with that story here on him.
Well, and like the idea that you wouldn't want to learn history, the good and the bad. I mean, Thomas Jefferson in particular is called the American Sphinx for a reason. He really is a riddle. He's all over the place, but I find him a fascinating man, a learned man.
Did you read that book? The American Thing?
I haven't. I haven't gone through that.
It's a great book. Great book.
There's a reason he's been so written about, is because there's so much good.
He's a brilliant man.
And there's some, there's definitely some personal failings that are interesting as well. And I think also people should visit the history of folks who wanted to get rid of slavery, like, say, the landed gentry who wanted to get rid of slavery but weren't sure how to go about it. I believe Jefferson wanted to include in the Declaration of Independence getting rid of slavery, or a nod to how wrong slavery was, and he was talked out of it by people like Franklin and Adams in order to get the states on board, or the colonies on board at that time. So it just looking at history through this moralistic, you know, 21st century lens, I think you're doing yourself a disservice. Doesn't mean you have to hail them on high as perfect men or demigods. By
well,
any
because
means.
Somebody did something, has an event that's in their lives, and if you have not read about them in their totality, then you're just having an opinion.
Right.
And it has no substance to it. I mean, the guy is fascinating. American Sphinx is a incredible book. I mean, it's all of the mysteries of Thomas Jefferson and how unlock different things when you go through. Why was he, for example, the Koran? Everybody goes, well, he had a Koran. Well, he had a Koran. When you read the American Sphinx, the reason he had the Koran is because the Barbary pirates were there,
yes,
and he wanted to find out what was motivating them. So he read the Koran so he would have a better understanding of the Muslims who were the pirates that were there.
Yes.
That's the whole thing of it.
Well, and with the Barbary pirates, what's funny is when Adams is president, he wants to build more frigates in order to take on piracy and other things, like then open these trade routes up. And Jefferson the whole time is criticizing him for building frigates, probably in the back of his mind going, I'm going to use those things. I'm going to use those ships. It's just the politics is weird now. And if you think it's weird now, you look back in history, all the complications and contradictions of wielding power and trying to do the right thing and also not trying to do the right thing.
Well, for example, I don't like a president that micromanages, but I do like a very, very smart president.
Yes.
And so naval warfare during the early 1800s was it.
Yes.
And so Thomas Jefferson was smart enough to figure out that frigates could not chase and win in pirate battles, and also, when you go back and look at the War of 1812, the English Navy. And so we were all inland during the Revolutionary War. We were not as much Navy power other than us bottling up the British Navy in the Chesapeake Bay, which was basically the winning of the war. But so he figured out a way. How do we make the ships lighter?
Hmm.
And so he made them light that were, and that is, they didn't carry as much for those that are patrolling around the United States, not deep out in sea, but the ones, and they were much faster, so they could get away and get to a enemy or a pirate or a problem much faster. Thomas Jefferson, President of the United States, came up with that. He went down to Annapolis to the naval station there and went through and was looking at what weighs a whole bunch on here. Obviously, cannons were pretty high up on that list, and ammunition was high on that. So you don't need as much ammunition if you're staying close to port.
Right.
So they would take just enough to do a conflict, come back, and reset. Where if you go out, you could have seven conflicts out at sea. The guy was just brilliant. Let's go to Travis. Travis, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how you doing today, Dan?
I'm great, Travis, and you?
Pretty good. A little off topic. I didn't really have a comment for what you're talking about right
you
now.
You go wherever you want to go, Travis.
I did need the number for your mosquito guy.
Mmm.
I can't remember the name of the company.
It's called Mosquito Shield. I'm going to look it up for you.
Shield. Okay.
I'll look it up for you. I'm going to announce it on the radio. And LeBron is a great guy, an absolutely great guy.
Okay, that'd be great because they're killing me already.
They are. I'll tell you what. And if you tell them, they'll give you the $29.95. Dan Moore Show special, and matter of fact, somebody was over at my house and said, mosquitoes normally pick me up and carry me away, and I have not felt one single mosquito.
Yeah, I know, I've heard you say that, so yeah, I was like, yeah, let's give it a shot.
Okay,
okay, thank you, I'll listen for the number.
Listen now, I'll get that number for you.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, you guys will love Mosquito Show, you love LeVon, and literally, Bethany and her husband were out on the deck, and they were, she was kind of like, you know, they normally kind of get me. They normally average, by the way, Bethany had asked me this. They normally run $49 a visit, and they do a visit every 3 weeks. Let me get the local number here. I'm gonna have to give you Levon's private number here. You're that special. While we're doing that, let me play David Martin talking about Trump may issue pardons to accused war criminals.
President Trump may issue pardons to several Americans convicted of committing war crimes. CBS News has learned the pardons could include a former Army Green Beret charged with killing an unarmed Afghan and a former Blackwater security contractor accused of killing unarmed civilians. David Martin is at the Pentagon with more on this.
These are all controversial cases in which supporters of the accused have argued that the ugly realities of war should not be treated as crimes.
My daughter was a year and a half when he went to prison, and she's six now. We drive from Texas to Oklahoma pretty much every single week.
Kristen Slough's husband, Paul, is one of four Blackwater security guards accused of opening fire on Iraqi civilians in 2007. He's been in prison for 4 years.
We're really hopeful that they'll take a look at it and say, you know what, this doesn't make sense.
Former Army Green Beret Matthew Goldstein has been charged with premeditated murder of an unarmed Afghan man suspected of being a bomb maker. Last December, the president tweeted, "I will be reviewing the case of a U.S. military hero." Goldstein has admitted the killing, but his wife has conducted a very public campaign in his defense.
Did your husband assassinate this suspected bomb maker?
Assassinate? No. My husband took care of an enemy combatant who did harm and was planning to do harm, more harm.
At a town hall last night, presidential candidate Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who served as a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy Reserve, said pardoning those who had been tried by a jury of their peers is a mistake.
Other U.S. service members in a legal proceeding determined that they had committed crimes. That is undermining the foundation of American moral authority.
At least two of the cases now under review have not yet gone to trial, which means President Trump would be rendering a judgment before all the facts have been introduced as evidence.
Okay, get ready to copy, Travis. Telephone number is 334-513-2940, 513-2940. I'm texting somebody right now to tell them you get a $29.95 special if you mention that you're a Dan Moore Show listener, and then they come every 3 weeks after that, and it averages $49 a visit. And I want to tell you something, $49 a visit to get rid of those pesky mosquitoes is well worth it. So give Levon a call. Let me kind of continue down here. The Alabama abortion law is making big news here. This is Jan Crawford talking about Trump on the Alabama abortion law plus others.
President Trump is backing away from Alabama's near total ban on abortion passed last week. In a tweet over the weekend, he suggested the state went too far. Jan Crawford covers the Supreme Court. Jan, why is the president weighing in now?
Well, Anthony, I think some White House advisors are worried that these restrictive state abortion laws are making Republicans seem extreme, and that could galvanize women and Democrats. So his tweets are basically telling state officials who might be considering laws like Alabama's, which, of course, has no exceptions for rape or incest, to tone it down. A White House official told CBS News that the president respects states' rights, but he would not have signed that Alabama law. And other top Republican leaders have also distanced themselves from the Alabama law, saying it doesn't have those exceptions for rape and incest. Now, keep in mind, Alabama lawmakers said they wrote that law solely to challenge Roe versus Wade in this newly conservative Supreme Court. But here's the thing, it probably won't even get there because it's so extreme the lower courts are likely to strike it down first. But there are several other less restrictive cases that could get to the court this year, of course, right in the middle of the 2020 campaign.
And let me tell you what my observation is of this, is that the Supreme Court is going to be a big issue for 2020. And if you are basically energizing a group of voters to vote against you because you may vote for somebody who will be putting a member on the Supreme Court that you think goal is to overturn Roe versus Wade, then that could be harmful to a campaign in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and Ohio. And I think that's why the Trump administration is acting this way. Also, I think it was a mistake, like I told any representative that would listen, that Terry Collins was so out in your face about it that way. And I think that's starting to alert folks. Eric, hang on for me. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Appreciate all the telephone calls today. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard. Hello, my friend.
How y'all doing?
Very good, and you?
Out here standing on an airplane, so it's a pretty good day.
Here we go. I like that.
I had a question about Mr. Buttigieg.
Yeah?
He keeps on, I've heard him twice now say, you know, the presidency is a moral something, it's a moral position. And then he just said, I think that was him that just said that the morals with something about morals and the thing that he was just talking about. I lost it.
Okay, anyway, Jefferson, go ahead.
He's talking about morality, right?
Right.
So he thinks the presidency it's not a morality position, it's a political position. And he wants it. Plus, I mean, nobody cares what you do in your bedroom. I hate to break it to everybody. Nobody cares. We're upset that we might have to know about it, but we don't care. That's a non-starter. But don't you think he's going to have some problems when he starts going out preaching morality and people start looking at his home life and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think people are going to have a difficulty with what does it mean to have a openly gay with a live-in partner in the White House? What does that look like? and how will people perceive us? Because I can tell you, you won't have a lot of ISIS people visiting us with that.
Oh, no. No. I don't think it's going to play well. I don't think it would play well. I don't think it's going to play, period. But I don't think it would play well, especially in international politics. Putin's not going to respect that, regardless of what the guy can do. He's just not. I mean, that's just the old school. There's a certain perception that goes along with that, and the old boys club is not going to play well with that. They just ain't. But as far as us as Americans, who cares what anybody does in their bedroom? If you're in there with a consenting adult, nobody cares what you're doing. It's none of our business. And that's what I'd like to see somebody say is, hey, it's great that you feel comfortable telling everybody that, but it has nothing to do with you being in political office. Zero. That doesn't add or detract from your qualifications, right?
Qualification-wise, I think what if you had someone that had three wives? How would someone view that?
Well, if you live out in Utah, you probably wouldn't mind it. I just don't care. What I'm getting at, I guess, is that what you do inside your house, as far as relationship-wise, it really doesn't have an effect, as far as I can tell, and I may be way
right,
wrong.
But then it changes when you get to the people's house.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. So that's our house, and what is going on in there is reflective, representative of us.
Well, I think that there's what's going through the thought process of people with this whole thing. I think it's so new that we're going to have to kind of test it.
All right. I don't like seeing, I guess it bothers me is because, if you say in 2004 when Obama ran, I was not for Obama. Big surprise. But I had a supervisor that flat out told me that I was racist because the only possible reason I could have for not liking the man was because of the color of his skin. And I think that's what's going to happen. If this guy ends up being their nominee, which is a long way off, I think it's going to be another one of those, you got to vote for this guy to prove that you're not homophobic. And I just think that's wrong.
Well, the problem, though, is you go into the voting booth and nobody goes in there with you.
Oh, you're right about that. It didn't change my vote.
There you go.
I'm just saying. Well, that's what I was thinking about out here. It's what happens when you stay in the sun too long, Dan. Sorry.
Get one of those Arctic hats that keeps you cool.
I got a T-shirt draped over the top of my head and long sleeves in the sunshine, which I don't recommend for anybody, but I'm already past Christy, so.
There you go. So what type of work do you do?
I just started a new job out here on Maxwell. We're restoring some of these mock-up airplanes, the T-38.
Are the ones that are on display out there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
The ones
that
are on those pedestals.
Yeah, I know exactly where you are. So you're working on those?
Yep. Right now.
I bet that's an interesting job.
Well, you can drive by and look. It's fun. I've never done one like this before. It's the first time I've ever done anything like this. But, same basic principle as painting cars, so.
So
they pay good.
So they do? So you're spray painting them, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We will be painting right now. We're prepping, doing body work on them, getting rid of any type of corrosion.
I've always thought that the colors that they use, particularly on the one that has the reflex blue and the yellow that's out there, I read stories about that the reason that they picked those two colors is that's what they had the most of, reflex blue and yellow, and the yellow matches the curb paint, and that's why they painted those two colors.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. What I do know about the aviation painting is usually it's painted to either camouflage or stand out, depending on what the task of the aircraft is, to blend in its best environment. I don't know about having quite, that's a totally, sounds too logical to use. Hey, we got too much of that? Oh, let's use it.
That doesn't sound like the government that you know and love, does it?
No, that doesn't sound like it'd be, it sounds like something that me and you would do, like, hey, I got 600 gallons of this, maybe we could put it on something.
Let's just keep it.
That sounds way too logical.
Right. Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you. Like y'all show. Have a great day.
You we'll stay cool out there. Get one of those Arctic hats I would see on TV. And tell me if it works.
I'm going to find one.
Well, they're $19.95 for two of them on TV, and I thought about getting one, particularly if I'm up on a boat or something up at the lake. Knowing my luck, I'll be on a boat and I'll blow off, and it'll sink like a rock.
I'm going to find them, Dan. I'm going to try them out. I'll call you back and give you a call whenever I get.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Thanks. News on 83.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. One, I'd be remiss if I did not mention Brubaker Motors in the Eastern Bypass and Preble location. Saw Dick Brubaker yesterday at church, and the entire Brubaker family, they have a son that's now in Afghanistan, and wonderful family. Little young Ben was there. Great, or Ben's not as young as he used to be, but it's great seeing the Brubaker family. What a great group of people, and what they do for this community and what they do for you as buyers of their cars. As Dick says, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as you go by and see them at Brubaker Motors. All they want is an opportunity to show you what they have, whether it's car, brand new truck, they've got it, and they are making deals for you. Go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. Also, a couple of other reminders here. Sweet Creek Farm Market, Memorial Day weekend. It's the time to be at Sweet Creek. They've got Boston Butts. They got ribs on sale. You need to go by. You need to call them and get your order in. Tell them you're a Dan Marsh Show listener when you do call. I'll get that telephone number for you, and I'll give it out to you without a doubt, because you got to have the telephone number to call them. You can't, this thing like ring down like on the Andy Griffith Show. It, in the party lounge. You know, you're too young to remember the party
lounge. Yeah, well, I've heard tale of them, but yes, I've never had to live with a party line.
Let me look at that number. Because Reed specifically said they need to call in and order.
Okay.
So let me get that. Boy, I screwed that one up. I know the last numbers are farm. So it's 280-3276-280-FARM. Closes at 7 o'clock today. Go by and see them. Down 231, less than 2 minutes past the Taylor Road turn of 231. Dan Marsh Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.